We are back.
Once again. And I'm mad as hell. I'm ready to rant.
Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
Now that I have your attention, welcome to the MVP Podcast, where we talk about the most valuable photography and people listen to me rant. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's where we are. Okay. I'm Devon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am the Warden of the North, and Clay is in the dirty south of the...
I'm the toenail of the States.
Yes.
Very dirty south.
Very dirty south. Just wanted to chat a little bit about apprenticeship and what that means as a photographer. And feel free to listen to this if you're in any of the creative spaces, because being an assistant, being an apprentice, and we can talk about the differences in the two. Being usually is a way into an industry. Some other creative gigs, whether they call them internships or they call them apprenticeships or they let you assist. It's a good way into the industry. It's a good way to learn real world applications and how to apply anything else you've learned. Even if you went to school or you learned it online, it's a good way to actually apply those things and learn what's real and what's BS, because we live in the internet era and people are worried about views. It seems like the same topics keep getting talked about when you view photography. But those are the topics that get views. And if you remember the magazine era, all photography magazines, it would be the same topics in the magazines because people kept buying the magazines to read about these same topics. So, I think finding somebody who can mentor you and you can go in as an apprentice is very viable. But the thing is finding the right person to mentor you. And that is skill-wise and as personality-wise, because, you will pick up a lot of good habits and you could pick up a lot of their bad habits if they have some. Mm-hmm. So I think when looking for a mentor, know what they bring to the table, but also be realistic about what you bring to the table. And one thing I find it, that I find when looking for... people to assist, people who are looking for apprenticeship, is people want to be the boss out the door. want to be the pro out of the door. I think there's a value in humbling yourself and knowing and going in and saying, hey, I don't know what I don't know, and let me learn from this person. And if that's not the attitude you're going in with, just stop. If you're looking for clients, if you're looking for somebody to give you the secret sauce so then you can take off and run and do your own thing, mm-hmm. if you're just looking for pictures to promote your social media, stop looking for a mentor right now.
Yeah.
A mentor should be there as a guide for you, and the only reason you should go to them as a mentor is because you respect them and you respect what they do, you respect their work, you respect how they work. And that's what you're going to them for. If you're not going with that open mind and willingness to learn, it's not going to be a good experience. And I'll just talk about my experience with assistants and apprentices. Number one, you have to show up. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing that I have, is like people like, oh yeah, I want to learn. Can I come to the studio? Call me anytime. I'll come through. Okay, cool. I have a shoot on this date, starts at this time. You need to be here by this time to set up so we can go over some things. I can run down how the shoot's going to go and we'll start from there. Perfect. You know, one or two things usually happens. Either they don't show up. I get a text that, you know, and I'm sorry, I know we live in this era. If you're not going to show up, don't text, call. Mm-hmm. Something came up is not an excuse and it's not a reason.
Yeah.
You know, something came up. I had a family emergency. So, you know, like those things are just very generic and people don't want to hear it. And we all know that they're lies and we can all go on your social media and see that you were out late last night and you just didn't get up. So, either that happens or they're late. Okay, let me explain something to you. In business, things start on time.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think people have this attitude that, you know, oh, it's a photo shoot. They won't start on time. It'll start, you know, whenever. It's not a party. You know, it's not a social gathering. It starts on time. Mm-hmm. When I book clients, they have a time that is very definite. And I need to get them in and out in that time. Mm-hmm. So if you're late, that doesn't work. So if you're going in, go in thinking of this, you know, take it serious as a job. And I know some of you guys are late for work, mm-hmm. you know, but it just doesn't work when you're trying to be and learn from somebody else. So, you know, you have to make a commitment to this. And I find that I think people want the knowledge and the benefits without making the commitment. So if you're going to go and you want to be an apprentice and you want to be an assistant for somebody, you know, you need to commit, you know, and I'll just go through the differences. Cause I keep using these two terms, apprentice and assistant, and they're not the same. An apprentice will come in, basically could come in knowing nothing and just wants to learn. So I've had people that are just interested in photography and they just want to learn. So they'll be an apprentice and they're willing to learn every aspect of the business, every aspect of the craft, you know, coming in knowing nothing or very minimal. So, those people, if you come in as an apprentice, you're not getting paid because you're not bringing anything, really to the table. You're just learning. And that's what you're there for. So it's pretty much like, it's like going to school, right? You're not going to get paid. You're just there to learn. And that's what the benefit of, if you come in as an assistant, you're saying that I know this amount of stuff and I want to help you do your job. So an assistant should know,
the basics,
you know, the basics, and maybe a little bit more so that they can help the photographer do the job. So you should know how to set up lights. You should know how to set up cameras. You should know how to hold a reflector, those sort of things that you're assisting the, you're there to assist the photographer through the shoot and not necessarily, you know, being taught step by step along the way.
Right.
So, but the same thing goes for an apprentice or somebody who takes on an assistant job. Now, assistants, may or may not get paid. I pay my assistants based upon experience. So the more I have to tell you what to do, the less you'll get paid. If you're a great assistant and I just, you know, you're anticipating, I don't have to show you how to set anything up. I can just say, okay, set up X, Y, and Z, and you're, it's done. And you know how to pack up equipment, put it away and do all that stuff. And I don't have to explain anything to you. Then, all right, cool. Like you can I can pay you, mm-hmm. you know, and the better you are at it, the better I feel I can pay you because that's less work that I have to do. And I guess it's the same thing, you know, with any other job, the more tasks you can complete is yep. usually, you know, you're a manager, a supervisor, this keeps going up. So, right.
the more compensation. You know,
yeah. So, I feel like that's the same thing with assistants. Now I guess there's this old school, mentality or old school way of doing things that people have of what the intern is, what the assistant is, kind of like lowest person on the totem pole, you know, run and get coffee and donuts, you know, get treated bad, get overworked. And some of that may or may not be true, but you have to understand that if you're an apprentice and you're coming in and I need something from the store, like you should be willing to go get it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of paying your dues. And I find that a lot of people don't want to pay their dues now. They feel like I can go. It's kind of like the overnight celebrity, you know, overnight talent that they see happening for people on social media. And you got to remember, that's probably less than 1% mm-hmm. of the people that are doing it. You know, so do I feel like you should be abused in your position? No. Do I feel like, is it okay if you take some lumps? Like, yes, yeah, you're carrying all the bags.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to help you.
Yeah.
You know, are you maybe running to the store to get everybody at the studio something to eat? All right. You know, there's these small things that you have to be willing to do to get what you want. You know, like even in the NBA, you see videos of guys when they were rookies, mm-hmm. like they carry all the bags.
Yep.
They go get the donuts and coffee in the morning. They're the rookies. Mm-hmm. So your rookie year, you do what rookies do. You know, you don't get the luxury of, you know, the 5-time MVP. You know, you earn your way in, even if you're a really good player.
Yeah.
So, you know, do I feel like you need to be hazed? No. But do I feel like, you know, there's you're not above a lot of things, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's the problem that people find is that, you know, it's the equivalent of, when people go to the gym, everybody wants the chiseled body of the dude who's in there working out every day, but they don't want to do what that person does to get it. So, you know, they want to cut, you know, they want to take a diet juice and, you know, a pill mm-hmm. and none of that. We all know that none of that stuff works. But they want the fast track to success. And for most people, it's not that way. You know, there's steps. Mm-hmm. And if you take those steps, you'll be successful. And usually the people who jump over steps are less than 1%. So you could try it. You could try it this way that works. Or you could try it this way that is... a lottery, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, but just, you know, and I have a guy who recently retired. He's in that's pretty close to 60, but he offered to be an assistant because he just wants to learn, you know, and I'm like, sure, like I have no problem. So age isn't a barrier, but I do find that and I at risk of sounding like an old head, I do find like the younger generation does not want to do the intern grind it out.
They're entitled. Come on,
huh?
They're entitled.
They are. I guess for us, like I guess for older generations, you didn't see the behind the curtain unless you did those things.
Right.
Now you have social media, so you can see, you know, every day you see what photographers are doing. You know, they put in their whole life on online. So you get to see everything. So you feel like, okay, I want to be there now. You know, and we all know social media is not real, but we all believe it. Right? Like, it's a total difference between, like, what people know to be true and what they believe. So everybody knows social media is fake, but we all believe it as being real. It's like watching wrestling. You know, it's like
social media
is wrestling. It's like, you know, it's just better when you believe it. Like, just believe it. You know, we know it's fake, but we all believe it. Like, so, you know, when you have, so just a few points. If you're going to be an assistant, you know, interview the person. If you're going to be an apprentice or an assistant, you know, you should be interviewing the person that you're going to be working for, as well as being ready for an interview from that person. Because you want to make sure that this person aligns with you. And it should be aligned with you with work ethic, should align with you with, like, your morals and values.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do have creepy photographers out there.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be in a situation where you're uncomfortable because you're witnessing the creep.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you can think of things that you can ask before you commit. So maybe you'll say, hey, before I jump in and be an assistant, be an apprentice, can I come down and just kind of shadow at one of your shoots and just kind of see how it goes down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so you can see if it can work. Another thing is, and the biggest thing is, once you decide to do something, commit, mm-hmm. you know, commit to doing it, be realistic. Don't tell somebody you can be there every day if you have a 9-to-5. But whatever you commit to, really commit to doing it and really commit to giving 100% when you show up,
mm-hmm.
because that will take you to another level where I'm in a position where sometimes I can't do all the work that is offered to me. Mm-hmm. So I would love to be able or feel comfortable with, you know, if I had an assistant that I could trust and I know kind of trained with me,
mm-hmm.
that I could just be like, hey, go ahead. You could do this job. I'll give this job to you or call this person. And I've been able to do that.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, I've been able to do it like, hey, I can't do it, but, you know, this person can do it. Mm-hmm. And it's usually like, hey, I know I invited you to the party, but I need a photographer. I'm like, no, I'm not shooting at a party I'm supposed to be enjoying. Let me call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually people who have assisted me in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, and or assisted me in other event photography and that sort of thing. So
quickly, just before you could go on, if mm-hmm. you were to be in that situation, someone calls you and you're going to hand off to the next person, your first person in line is your assistant or your apprentice? Or does it matter?
I would say probably more of an assistant, because the apprentice probably is still learning.
Okay.
You know, I don't think, and again, I think it depends on the scope of the work,
mm-hmm.
but an assistant, usually they know enough to do their own shoot,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this goes out to the photographer. Stop being afraid of people coming in to, like, you don't want to help anybody or you don't want to take on assistants or apprentices could just, like, they're going to steal your business. One thing I find with photography is people hire photographers because they're that person.
Mm.
You know, they're hiring you for your skills, but they're usually hiring you because you're that person and they like you as a person. So somebody coming in is really going to have a hard time taking your client from you. Mm-hmm. It's like a barber. it's like, people are really like dedicated to their barber. They don't just kind of walk it down the street and like, oh, man, you know, I need a haircut. Let me pop in here and like get a cut. Like, you know, and people will spend their whole Saturdays
waiting
for their barber. So I feel like with my clients, it's kind of the same way. Yeah, can they go and get photography from other people? Yeah, but they rather work with me because they know what they're getting and they like what they're getting and they like the experience and it's unique to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, photographers, I think within the community, we need to do more things to embrace people who are coming in. And again, you may, you know, this happens. It works both ways. Like I've learned stuff from my assistants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, oh, wait, I've been doing it. I'm like, what did you just do? And they're like, oh, I just did X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, wow, that's like way easier than I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like your method has 2 steps. Mine had 5.
Yeah.
You know, so you can learn from bringing on other people and working with other people. And people have ideas that you may not think of. So the benefit of taking on an apprentice, taking on an assistant, is very beneficial to both parties.
Yeah.
You know, learning can go both ways. You know, and especially like with the apprentice, they don't have any kind of, they're not locked in. So they're coming in with fresh perspectives. So they can give you a whole new perspective on the way things could be done, you know, just by asking a question, you know, and you can be like, I never thought of that. But your question can, you know, lead you to a new workflow or something that's new creatively that you never thought of. Or you may have never thought of because you always work, you know, you either always work alone or, you know, that sort of thing. So don't be afraid to open your doors. I would say just have some sort of interview process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't jump out the window just because you like, oh, I can get some free help.
Yeah.
You know, his bad back is killing me. Somebody carry these bags would be great. You know, so because you don't want people coming in ruining your business.
Yeah.
And we all have the horror stories of people on shoots saying something inappropriate, being inappropriate, trying to take over the shoot, doing too much. The whole gambit. So you definitely want to have an interview process and have some boundaries that you set so that, you know, they know what's what, you know, cause I know like with corporate clients, they don't want to like, they don't want to talk to my assistant. They expect that I'm going to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I think there's a lot of things that you may have to go over with people and just don't assume that they know them. Set expectations and set boundaries.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. It's like you got to set boundaries with because, you know, you spend time building your brand and then you don't want whoever you bring in, they're representing your brand at that point.
Yeah.
So you don't want somebody coming in and, you know, suggesting nudes. During a family show. You know, just getting overzealous. Like, you know, during a family shoot to go over to the mom, like, hey, do you ever shoot nudes? Like, you know, I have on this portfolio. Like, you know, it's just, but stranger things have happened. So just keep mindful. So I think there's a great, great benefit for being an assistant, being an apprentice on both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, experienced photographers should be willing to offer that. And people coming up should be willing to offer their services on that. And I don't think it's something we should be shying away from or putting down or demonizing. Like, you know, I shouldn't have to carry bags and I shouldn't have to do this and I shouldn't have to do that, you know, but I'm struggling with, and then it's like, I'm struggling with this and I can't get any help or get a straight answer. And it's like, all right, you know, yes. Do I think there's a new way of doing the apprentice assistant thing? Yes. But I don't think that you should be so far above doing anything else besides, I strictly want to learn how to shoot. I should be holding the camera at the second session. Like, I should be, you know, that sort of thing. Like, set realistic expectations for on both sides.
Yeah.
And so, I think if we go into it with realistic expectations on both sides, then that's the easiest way to keep everybody happy.
Yeah. So basically, for both sides, you know, set expectations, set boundaries in terms of like being with clients, without clients, but at least that the, you know, apprentices and a assistant both know, and then the photographer, there's no sort of mystery here. You guys all know exactly where you are.
Yeah, I think that's, and I think that's good with like any job, but particularly with photography, it's like, yeah, you should come in both sides. Like, you should be setting boundaries with your assistants, and you know, the assistant should come in with certain boundaries, what they expect, you know, because you don't want to be in an uncomfortable situation,
right?
You know, because now you just like, you're becoming part of this person's brand. That person's brand is also becoming part of you. So if, again, if you go in and you're working for the creep, it was a creep and their assistant. It wasn't just a creep, like, you know, so you don't want to get a bad name for yourself starting out, because people don't forget.
Yeah, they don't.
You know, people may forget your name, but they don't forget how you made them feel. So definitely set boundaries, set expectations going in, and be realistic with those things.
Yes.
And I think you'll be good. I think it's definitely a benefit on both ends. Don't work for Clay. He only shoots nudes. Not himself. Well,
see, I am nude,
let me let me clarify. Nude selfies. Yes. So.
I will need an assistant to hold that for me, please.
Hold his numerous selfie sticks catalog. No.
You should hold my flash, please.
All right. This is the part that we edit out of every podcast. Cause oh, no. But yeah, I think I'm usually always willing to take on apprentices, assistants. But again, I've learned over time that there needs to be, like, what I usually do is like, I do the, okay, just come by a shoot and you can see how it works. And then I try to get a feel for them before I commit to them.
Yeah.
And make any type of commitment. And if they do well, then it's like, oh, okay, cool. I can work with you. I've had bad experiences. I find that a lot of times people start out very well and then slowly fall off. It's like when you get a cleaning service, the first time they come, first two times they come, they're amazing. You're like, oh my goodness, my house has never been so clean. And then it's just like, they get comfortable and, you know.
You get there and they're sitting, watching your Netflix, eating popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like three of them, but only like one of them is doing all the work. The other two are chilling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Crazy. But yeah, so, you know, just, the search may be, it may take you some time to find good people. But if you find good people, treat them well, and I think everything will work out great.
Awesome. How long does someone, or should someone, expect to apprentice?
Just based off my experience, I find that people assist me until they start, they don't have the time. You know, so I've had people who've had the time, and, you know, I've showed them some things and their skills have gotten better, and, you know, they've been able to get like full-time work doing photography or other creative things, and or they've just learned enough where they need to go out and do their own thing mm-hmm. more often, mm-hmm. you know, so they're getting booked because now they know a little bit more. So, you know, they feel comfortable taking on bigger jobs, which may take them more time to do.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Cool.
You know, so because usually when people assist me, I also teach them the business side of it.
Okay, that's good.
So like their pricing, I share like my contracts, I share how I interact with clients, I tell them my horror stories, like you know, everything. So yeah, so it's not just getting information on, you know, exposure and lighting and everything else. It's getting, you know, the whole thing, because a lot of people come to me saying they want to quit their day job, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, okay, well, don't quit your day job because, you know, photography doesn't have benefits. You got to pay for your own benefits mm-hmm. and all this other thing. So it looks nice, but you know, and but I can also teach you how you can quit your day job. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a road to that. You know, you can't just walk in one day and just be like, oh, forget it. I got my new Nikon. Take over the world. You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, me and high speed sync. And we're going to we're on the road to the riches. Oh, my last Instagram post got 15 likes. Yes. I'm killing the game. Yeah. No, you know, so, but there is a pathway, to, the business side of it, you know, and you'll find that, a photography business, you'll realize that it's more business than it is actual photography.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I would say photography is 20% of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The rest of it is business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the marketing, it's the dealing with clients, it's the promotion, it's the, you know, like the editing process, it's mm-hmm. cataloging, it's a lot of other things that have nothing to do with actual being in front of the client taking their picture.
Yeah.
You know? So... Yeah, so it's learning all those things and, you know, showing them that it is amazing, mm-hmm. but it's not always glamorous.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the interweb shows the glamorous side of it.
Yes.
Or if they do show anything bad, it's clickbait.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, so go be an assistant. Mm-hmm. Photographers that have knowledge to share, please share it. Take on some assistants and apprentices, and let's keep the craft going, because it is a craft.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll realize, like, people will start to realize that more and more with, especially around this season, because it's graduation season. Mm-hmm. So. There are people who are hiring me to graduation shoots. And then there are people who are just like, we'll grab some pictures with the phone. And then, you know, it's like the moment has gone. And I'm like, man, your graduation pictures look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And mine are just kind of like still on my phone. You know, right. So, right. Or I had to delete it because I went to a concert and I needed space. So I trashed it. So, you know, it's definitely a craft that I think will, regardless of AI and whatever else comes along, mm-hmm. will still survive. You know, because one thing, good or bad photography, the industry has remained flat for the past 20 plus years, mm-hmm. you know. So what that means is that there's not a ton of people coming into the industry. The same amount of people coming into the industry, the same amount of people leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people are aging out, but there's more people replacing them. So it's not like, when they say like, oh, everybody does photography. No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's been the same amount. It's been flat. Mm-hmm. Like the industry has been flat. So, yeah. You know, so take on some. I think assistantship and apprenticeship is a fast track way to learning some real world stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can assist, you know, a few people. You can apprentice for a few people and, you know, learn different styles and create your own. You know.
True. Yeah, I agree.
Yes, indeed. So what's on the agenda in the Dirty Dirty?
Not much here. Just, I really do need to get it. I should go apprentice, be an apprentice for someone. Maybe that would make me prioritize that time. I should hit up Jen.
Yeah. She's tough to work for. She's cracking a whip. Nah, that'd be good. I think, you know, working with different people and seeing their different styles, mm-hmm. Definitely is good. Because some things we can overcomplicate.
Yeah,
that other people will watch them and like, wow, how they made that look so easy, mm-hmm. and just never thought to do it that way. And I think that's the beauty of watching other people work.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. True. So what's on the agenda for you?
Graduation shoots.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's so college graduation. What's the busiest time of the year? Is that the busiest?
I don't know if I like now, since I've been doing it for a while, there's mm-hmm. just certain things that come up at certain times. So mm-hmm. I don't feel like any time is more busy. I do know that things for me definitely slow down January and February.
Oh, okay.
But, besides those 2 months, because I feel like a lot of stuff happens towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then the beginning of the year into February, things kind of just like slow down. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's universal for all businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this season will be like prom send-off, graduations. This is a big party season.
Mm-hmm.
So end of the year, anything dealing with like educational, but a lot of companies do their like parties and stuff. And then over the summer, usually a lot of conferences, family stuff, because family is all together.
Yeah.
Usually in the summer at some point, or family comes from somewhere else during the summer. So and I like it because I like to be able to get out of the studio, so mm-hmm. things look nice up here. We don't have that, you know, beautiful palm trees all year long type of deal here. So,
right.
But yeah, so that's what's coming up, and just trying to do. I find that I have to find time to do more personal work because
mm-hmm.
I get jaded with the. Like client work,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's very, because I do like a lot of corporate stuff. So it's very, okay, shoot this, turn it around, shoot this, turn it around. Mm-hmm. It's not really creative. They just want what I did before,
mm-hmm.
which is great, you know, because I have like a brand and a style.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, another headshot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too many creative, and they just want the standard headshot because, you know, that's what they pay me for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people like. So, so I try to do more, just working on more creative projects and doing more galleries and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Because I think it gives me something to work on and work towards and keeps me creative and keeps me thinking. You know, so nice. Yeah,
that's awesome. When is the next, when do you have a deadline for any of your personal projects, or are you?
Just, I have. I just thought of one because I just went to Fotografia, which is like the photography museum in the city in New York City. They just had the. It was the last day. I caught the last day. They had the hip hop one. So
nice.
The 50th anniversary of hip hop, which was really good because you got to see photography from the birth of hip hop. So in the '70s, all the way up to like using digital art to make images of new artists.
Nice.
So it was kind of really good to see like the transition from people just with like old 35 millimeters on black and white to something they probably shot with like a medium format digital and manipulated the picture and did all this stuff. So really cool. Really cool. And every time I go to these shows, I'm like, man, I got a picture that I could put right here. You know, I'm like, it would have fit in with all these other pictures. So, but it gives me inspiration to display my work because I find like a lot of times, you know, we keep stuff on hard drives. So they're not where people can see them. And even if I had them printed, you know, most people won't get to see them, but every time I do a gallery, you know, I can invite a bunch of people out, everybody can come and they can enjoy it. And there's conversation and I can feel like, okay, my work has been seen, you know, and it's been experienced in a way where people aren't just scrolling by.
Right. Right.
You know, so definitely more of that. You know, we talked about it before, but I highly encourage you, if you do photography at some point, print out your work and display it for people to enjoy. Even if you do it at your house, your backyard or something, just for friends and family, it'll give you and them a whole new appreciation for the work that you do. I don't think you get to fully appreciate photography on a screen.
Yeah, 100% agree.
So, Definitely do that.
Yep.
I'm with you. And maybe we can do another episode on just the whole process of displaying and printing and everything else. I think that'd be cool to reboot that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, it's not as hard as you as people think.
No.
You know.
It isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But where can they find you in the dirty, dirty? Or they don't want to look for you there. Where can they find you online? Because nobody wants to come down.
Yeah, you don't want to get down here and get dirty and sweaty and all that jazz. I'm cwdailyphoto.com and cwdaily everywhere that matters. How about you?
And I am devonwarrenphoto.com and I am devonwarrenphoto on all platforms that matter.
Awesome.
Yes.
Catch y'all
until next time.
Ciao.
Ciao. Thank you.